With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
NFL True or False time a little bit later today because we had to gamble on my KBO. What do we got, Swigard?
Let's start with my Cowboys, who have Andy Dalton now agreeing to a one-year contract to back up Dak Prescott or possibly fill in if he holds out in search of a long-term deal. True or false, Dalton will be the week one starting quarterback for the Cowboys in 2020.
0% chance. Please mark this down. Now, injury doesn't count, or does that not matter?
That's part of it, too.
That's part of the equation. He could get hurt.
False. It will be Dak Prescott.
Can I write 0% or do you
0%.
You don't want me to scratch that from the record?
No, I want you to put it on the damn record.
Okay, 0% false. I, too, say that this is false. I think Dak Prescott at some point, how long does he have to sign that tender?
July 15th.
Yeah, he's got some time there.
He's going to play. I mean, he's going to get the tag if he doesn't get a contract extension.
Yeah, they'll figure it out eventually. I don't know why he's so pissed. They offered him north of $30 million. Just take the damn deal. But this is false. I do think Dalton at some point, whether it's because of injury or poor player, I don't know, whatever. I think he'll eventually get some snaps, but not week one.
Yes, this is false. At some point, Prescott either needs to listen to his agent or fire his agent. I don't know where the miscommunication is.
Don't you think it's a bit early to say that? We don't know what he's going to agree upon. What if he gets $38 million? Aren't we all kind of had a little egg on our face here?
I don't think he's... If Jarrell was going to give him $38
million,
he would have given him $38
million. Well, how long did it take for
this? Jarrell's not afraid to spend money.
I know, but how long did the Zeke extension take? I mean, he stayed in Mexico. He missed games.
Well, that's just because it was a year before they wanted to do it.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm probably with you. Like, the number I've heard of him wanting $40 million, I mean, if you can get it, good luck, but I think that's a bit much for what you are.
The Cowboys are dead if they pay him $40 million.
I think they're dead if they have to pay him $37 or more.
Yeah, I think if you get him below $35, you can maybe still finagle that a little bit, but you get him at $40, bye-bye. Yeah.
They know that. Somebody's made that clear to Jarrah, and I don't think Dak's going to win this.
Didn't they sign him last year?
I don't
know. Instead of giving everybody else a contract, you sign him when the cap is cheaper.
Here's the thing, though, I will say, is how do you think the Rams are feeling right now about signing Jared Goff last year?
Oh, you don't think that they're sure about him? Is that what where you're going?
I mean, I'm just saying that's the benefit of the doubt I'll give him in waiting, is what if he doesn't play well this year? He's not going to be able to command $40 million. Mm-hmm. If you get him on the tender or the tag or whatever for a one-year deal.
But if you would have got him at 32, I think you can stomach it for a couple years. And maybe. Then with NFL contracts, can largely find their way out of that. You could have got him at maybe 32 or 33, what they got Wentz in Philly. And now you're looking at like 36 to 38. And then next year, if he plays well again on a tag.
I just roll with the ginger.
Really don't like Dak, do you?
Number two. Frank Gore going to be back for a 16th NFL season. He's agreed to a one-year deal with the New York Jets, according to his agent, and will be reunited with Adam Gase, who he played for in Miami. True or false, Gore will finish his career second all-time in rushing yards, surpassing Walter Payton before he retires. He's currently 1,379 yards behind Sweetness.
Unfortunately, this is an easy false for me. I love to see Frankie G get to second all-time. I think it would be one of the most random placeholders in any sports category in terms of all-time history, because people just largely don't talk about him as ever being the best of his era. But it's cool to see him get one more year. He's going to be 37, 38 years old. It's going to be his 16th season. His kid starting at Southern Miss as a freshman playing college football.
That's
and he's
wild.
Still in the league.
That is wild.
But sadly, he had his lowest turnout last year with the Bills, 3.6 yards per carry. I think he had like 600 yards. He's not going to get more than what he did last year. He'll be a serviceable back every now and then and a great locker room guy. Frank Gore is one of the best guys you could ask for in your locker room. I'm happy he's still playing, but no chance he'll pass Sweetness.
Yeah, our buddy Nick Costas from radio.com had a take today on Twitter that almost made me throw my phone at something, saying that Frank Gore is not a Hall of Famer. It's like, what?
He's
a compiler.
Idiotic.
Compilers don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And I was outraged and I put my phone down because my,
I wish I would have seen it. I would have responded.
My blood pressure was rising and I thought, well, is Tim Brown a Hall of Famer? Cause isn't he like very similar to Tim Brown? You'd never argue that he's the best running back of any year that he was in the league, but he was so good for so long. Like that deserves a place in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, you were top three all-time rushing.
Stop. It's just dumb. He had like 9 out of 10 years in a decade where he rushed for over 1,000 yards. This is false though. Unfortunately, he would need 2 years of about 700 yards. I don't think he has that in him.
No.
And you got to also remember Le'Veon Bell's still there. Yep. So he's got to split carries, all that kind of stuff. This is false.
Split carries, probably false. I do think he'll, I don't think this will be his last season. I think he'll try and play one more. But yeah, trying to get 700 yards in two more seasons is asking an awful lot.
Quick trivia question for you. I feel like I know the answer to this. He won't last for 4 years. If his kid was good enough, would they be the first father-son duo to both play in the NFL at the same time? Or is there one I just don't know or remember?
I don't know. I will Google that.
I don't know.
That's pretty remarkable when you think about it. His kid's playing college football
Certainly at that position. Like the Colquitts, like there's been like 5 or 6 Colquitts that have been punters in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's father-sons or if they're brothers.
All the Matthews gangs were too...
Yeah, they were too far apart.
I'm looking. A handful of baseball.
Yeah, I knew baseball.
Yeah, baseball's got a few.
Coaching, obviously.
LeBron's aiming to do it in basketball, which I think would be the first in NBA.
It does not look like it's ever happened in the NFL.
No. Number three, Beast Mode could be back in Seahawks blue and green this fall. As he told Scott Van Pelt, his agents is talking to Seattle about a one-year deal for 2020. True or false, Marshawn Lynch will be active for the Seahawks week one of the 2020 season.
I'm going to go true here. I think this is going to happen.
Did you see this interview?
Yeah, he hinted at it a little bit. Pete Carroll has done interviews basically saying the door's still open. We'd love to welcome him back. They want more depth at running back. And like, he's not your every down back. They faltered in the playoffs last year, I thought, mainly because they can no longer run the football and it was all on Russell Wilson. And Marshawn Lynch is not that answer. But can he be a good guy in the running back locker room, maybe to help some of the other guys out, get an occasional goal line carry? Absolutely. I think this is true.
I think this is false. I don't think he's going to play again.
I think this is true. It sounds like Penny's offseason surgery is more involved. He may not be ready. And they love him at goal line situations where the big knock is Carson and Penny at times when they need to get the 1 yard, have difficulty doing that, especially since you don't know what that offensive line, what they have like 37 offensive linemen on the roster right now or something. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think to start the season, this could be. And you might see him in those goal-to-go, third-and-one, fourth-and-one sort of situations, whether he gets it or whether they use him as a decoy and then roll Russell Wilson out to try and let him make something up on the side. I definitely think he'll – plus as a rallying point and everything that else is going on.
You think
on.
That's still going to be a rallying point for them next year? Because I just feel like that fizzled really quick. Well, he looks kind of big, dude.
I don't
you
think
see
he'll
him?
Finish the season with him, but – especially if one of those two guys isn't, who knows what they're going to have as far as training camp and preseason and all of that. If they're still nursing things,
yeah,
you can have Marshawn be a battering ram for all they care. If he wears out in 5 weeks, then that might be all they need. Finally, Odell Beckham Jr. on a recent post to his YouTube channel tells Browns fans he's poised for one of his best years of his career in 2020. True or false, OBJ will surpass his career averages for catchers, receiving yards, and touchdown receptions in 5 years that he's played 12 or more games. That would be 87 catches, 1,241 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
You're putting all your eggs in the Baker Mayfield basket, because if Baker Mayfield plays the way he did last year, there's no chance in hell this happens.
His offensive line is supposed to be slightly better. He's got Nick Chubb. You've got Jarvis Landry on the other side.
You trust Stefanski?
Those numbers seem bit high. I think OBJ is slated to have a much better year than he did last year. I think another year with Baker, if they can get to practicing the familiarity with where they break out on routes, et cetera, improvising, I think he can improve. I'm not sure he's getting to 1,200 yards or more than 9 touchdowns. It kind of feels like, as good as those weapons are, they're still aiming to kind of be that run-first team, mixing in and bringing along slowly Baker Mayfield. I'm going to say this is false. He'll come close, but he won't do it.
Is Kareem Hunt still there? Did he sign a 2-year deal?
Yeah.
Is he back? So you got
I believe he's still there, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what he signed, but
you
I'll
get
look
him and Chubb. That's a great backfield. Yeah, I'm going to say false on this. I do think that the Browns will be better this year. I shouldn't buy into that stock back-to-back years after how bad they were. I think Baker Mayfield will have a bit of a rebound. I don't know how good he is overall, but I think he'll be better than he was last season.
Heard anything from him, so that's maybe a good sign.
No, I think he's kind of learned from his lessons. He's staying quiet, and he's been humbled a little bit, and that's going to benefit OBJ. But to ask for basically 90 catches, almost 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns, that maybe one or two of them, but all three, no.
I could see the catches. I could even see the touchdowns really targeting him, force-feeding him the ball when they get in range. I think the yardage is going to be the tough part for him. I don't know if he can get to 1,250.
Dude,
a lot of yards.
I'm really upset. I did not see that tweet. That pisses me off.
Yeah, I saw that today. That's why, because I did a poll question after it in Sprague, is Frank Gore a Hall of Famer? And somebody quote tweeted and said, is this a dumb question? And I responded like, yeah, it is. A dumb question. We're trying to prove a point. Because, of course, he's a Hall of Famer. He's the third all-time leading rusher in the history of the NFL. Yeah, that's a Hall of Famer.
That's when you're trying to give a hot take to have a hot take.
Yeah, it's just like, what are you doing?
There's no other explanation for that.
It's like, how many guys in the Hall, that's the basis of the Hall of Fame, is compiling stats. Like, what are we talking about here? Does Kareem score as many points if he doesn't compile at the end of his career? Like,
crazy.
What, do you want everybody to retire when they're 33, 34 like MJ did? I don't get the point there.
Yeah, I don't either.
If you can still have an 800-yard season, you're still going to play in the NFL, and he's still kicking around, and he had almost 700 yards last year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.